Time for our Finally Friday conversation, and with me this morning, three guests this morning from Northwoods Community Realty. Two we recognize, one we'll get introduced to, and so good morning, you three.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jackie Leonard, she is the boss over there at Northwoods Community Realty, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, Jackie, let's get our introductions done right away here. You have a new agent in the office.
We do. Okay. We have Cheyenne Payne with us here today. I have known her for a very long time. She was actually really good friends with my daughter, and we actually did a trip together down to Florida when they did the Orange Bowl.
Yep.
Okay.
And so I've known her for quite some time, and she saw that we were looking for agents and thought this was something that she would be very interested in, and came and talked to us, and she just got our number today.
Good deal.
Yesterday.
Well, Cheyenne Payne, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Cheyenne.
Sure. I'm from here. I grew up in the Nokomis area. I graduated from Tomahawk. I played softball, was a hatchet for many, many years.
Okay.
After I graduated, I moved to Tennessee and met my husband, and we have a three-year-old little girl, and, you know, like Jackie said, we connected a couple months ago, and everyone at the office has been helping out and getting me started, and happy to be aboard.
Keith, have you noticed these two kind of have a lot of the same mannerisms? Is it just me, or is that is that a fact?
You're picking up on it.
Yeah. So, Cheyenne, why real estate? Was it from being around Jackie for all those years? Why real estate?
It was. I've looked up to Jackie for quite a while, and the biggest thing was, you know, Jackie works hard, but she still was very involved in Abby, especially with dance, and she could do that and kind of balance home life with kid life, and it just seemed to be a good fit for me.
So that's one of the best parts about being in real estate, Jackie, is because you sometimes you get to make your own. Sometimes you got last minute stuff, but a lot of time you make your own hours.
Yeah, you really can. You know, it's just like you have your schedule, and you know, it's really nice. You can take off during the day if you know you need to go to a sporting event, or if there's, you know, a sick kid, you know, you can work from home. I mean, it's just really flexible in that aspect, and you can push your showings, you know, at different times of the
sure.
days and try to work around schedules.
Now, Keith, how long you been in the business now?
The 7 years.
Wow, is it that long already?
Almost eight.
Oh my gosh! Now
coming up on eight.
Yeah.
So you remember when you made that transition from one thing to another, and you haven't looked back. You seem to be enjoying yourself and doing very well.
Yeah, I love the flexibility part of it. When I was coaching, you know, I was able to move. You just kind of set your schedule, move your showings around, and people are usually understandable. Mm-hmm. And most of the people that were showing or go on the list, if they're working, it's usually on the evenings or weekends, or you make it work, and it's worked for me for almost 8 years now.
So, Cheyenne, getting into the business at this time with the market that we're in, how much of a challenge or a benefit of being in this kind of market has it been for you just starting out?
I've seen, you know, it's extremely busy, especially being spring, so just getting started because I just got my number, but I think it's a good time to start right now, just being that, you know, you can see every aspect of, you know, buying, selling. I'm going to be one of Jackie's buyer agents, so, you know, a lot of stuff is selling pretty quick, so it's good for me to jump right in and get going.
Good deal. Well, welcome to the crew here on the radio this morning, and I'm sure you're going to be a great addition to the office, too.
Thank you.
Some of the things we need to talk about this morning, it's home show time, Jackie. Let's talk about home show first of all, and what do you like to bring with you to a home show?
Yeah, so we were actually getting everything ready. We have our listings that we're going to display. So just a reminder to anybody, if they want to list this week or into next week, we can still get them showcased at the home show. We love to showcase them. And we do have a video presentation. We like to showcase our drone videos and all of that footage. We have a TV that rolls that footage. And it really... this year, we're going to showcase exactly what we do for listings, because we really feel like that's what sets us apart. We go above and beyond. It's just not throwing a sign in your yard. Even in this market, every single one of our listings get the 360 tours, professional photos. We have floor plans now. We're doing those, you know, beautiful drones. It gets a very good display of your, you know, the property itself, mm-hmm. and also gets a really nice picture of the house, because if you've ever, if you have a walkout basement, you know, you're sitting there at an angle trying to get this picture up, and with the drone, we can get a better angle and just it just provides much better photos.
So the way you present a property is really makes a difference in probably how fast it sells or how long it sits on the market. And you guys, when you come to the home show, I know that from the booth that I've seen every year, you display everything so well. You got the big flat screen TV back there. I don't think anybody does it any better than you guys do.
Yeah, thank you. And it's something we love to just meet with the people. These are people that we've sold homes to, people in the community, and we just love, you know, being able to stop and have conversations with them and past clients and catch up on what they're doing with their home that we sold them and how they're doing. That's probably the biggest benefit of the home show is just connecting with past clients and because we don't always see them and a lot of times, you know, this is the one time a year that they stop and chat with us. So it's very nice.
So at this time next week, a lot of people are going to be over at the school complex getting set up because the show is going to be Saturday and Sunday next week. And so when it comes to listing a house and if you want it displayed at the home show with a huge crowd, how long does it take to get the whole thing going and get it up on the board there at the home show?
Yeah, we can pretty much do it in a day.
Okay.
It goes very fast. So, and I can't stress enough, I really feel like if you listed your home today versus in a month from now, you're going to get less.
Yeah.
It's just supply and demand, and the supply is like very, very, very low.
Right.
I think even lower than last year.
Yeah, I believe so.
And in another month, I just feel like with this early spring, the buyers are just really chomping at the bit right now. And by next month, there's going to just be a lot of listings coming on all at once. And then the more listings on at the time that you're on, you know, people have options. You know, right now there's maybe one option for them.
Yeah.
In another month or 2 months, you know, there's going to be a flood of listings. It happens every year. It's just the way it goes. You want to be on the hot sheet with a handful of people instead of, you know, hundreds of people.
Right. Keith, as a guy that's grown up here in the Tomahawk area, you've been going to the home show for years, back when your days when you were with Shuny Construction, and now with Northwoods Community Realty. It's a nice warm and fuzzy time for a lot of us here in Tomahawk. It's everybody's getting out of the house and we're seeing everybody again. A lot of the snowbirds time their return to our home show.
Yep.
But how much business, all the warm fuzzy stuff is good, but how much business is actually generated at the home show, do you think?
It's kind of hard to say for us in the real estate or even in the building industry, because you talk to people and it may not be a sale like that day, but it may be a couple of months down the road. But we always come out of there with a small pile of leads. But as Jackie was saying, it's also important to see your past customers because we have a lot of repeat customers.
Okay.
And just a simple conversation there and seeing it, and then they're like, well, we're thinking about selling next year or a year after. So It's hard to put a number on, like, okay, when we walk out of there Sunday night, we're going to have 10 leads, and then we're going to get 8 sales out of that. You know, it's kind of hard to put it on there, but overall, the big picture is you get a lot of contacts out of there.
Sure.
And good contacts.
Customer relations is good no matter what.
And it's great to see all the past customers and clients, and you know, sometimes they have questions, or they're with a friend, like, hey, he's looking for a cabin up here, or something like that. So we do get a lot of leads out of there.
Cheyenne, are you looking forward to the home show, being in the booth too?
I am. I used to dance, obviously, so I haven't been since. But I will be there Saturday and just get my name out and, you know, meet some people and, you know, get going. So
you used to be in the auditorium.
I did.
I was
on the other side of it,
okay.
But I'll be on the other side now.
On the business side this time around. Let's talk about spring projects. If people are getting ready to list their house, they're sitting there saying to themselves, well, I should probably do this, this, and this before I start to go to the real estate agent and get it listed and people start coming in. What do you say about spring projects? A good thing to get started or just get the thing on the market right now no matter what?
Yeah, I tell people it doesn't matter. Just put it on. A great example is I have a listing on Kings Road. Older couple is going into assisted living, and you know, they just can't get around. They couldn't get even the counter cleared off, and you know, it's hard to get photos.
Sure.
And I'm like, we just got to do it. We just got to get it on because they need to sell in order to afford the assisted living. And I was just really afraid that if we waited another month, it could sit. And that was the last thing that they wanted. And it just was really comforting for them to get it on the market. They got an accepted offer right away. And, you know, now they feel relief that they can, you know, have the money to be able to, you know, move into the assisted living. So I'm really glad we didn't wait on that one. And you know, granted, the photos weren't exactly what I would have normally liked on a listing. And I did my best to help them declutter and get the photos out there. So I just feel like, you know, people get paralyzed by these projects. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it, and they think, well, I'll do this, this, and this. And next thing you know, it's 2 months down the road and you still don't have it done. And you've just, I feel like, in especially this year, I just really feel like there's going to be a lot of listings coming on. I think economy-wise, inflation, with an election year, you know, things start to get a little more volatile and people pull back on buying. So, you know, I feel like we'll have less buyers too. Maybe the listings would be about the same as last year, but I think we might have less buyers that are willing to, you know, buy at this rate or buy in a market where things, you know, just feel a little unstable.
Right. Keith, do you find that folks are a little bit more forgiving in the market that we're in right now? Prospective buyers going into homes where it's not the ideal, tidy situation. Are prospective buyers more forgiving right now just because of the market we're in?
Yeah, I believe we're seeing buyers that, you know, you have all these boxes that have to get checked. Some of those they're going to skip. You know, they're going to take a house that they said, oh, I don't want to maybe do a bathroom or do a kitchen, but they'll buy a house and they'll say, okay, we'll redo it how we want it. But yeah, we're still seeing buyers that are able to get into houses with a little more work than they want, or maybe not the exact layout that they want.
So it's a much more
forgiving, little more compromise,
a little more. Okay.
Yeah.
How many, just out of curiosity, how many people do you have in your office that are looking for homes, your buyer's agents, for how many people right now? I would assume that's probably a pretty big number right now.
Yeah, it really is. And so Samantha and Cheyenne are going to be, you know, are my buyer's
busy,
agents.
Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah. And the thing that, you know, we've seen over the last, you know, couple of years is obviously you just like listing inventory, we have a buyer inventory, right? And, you know, and we've gone through this, like we had this huge amount of buyers just looking, and it is slowing down. You know, we had buyers that everything had to be cash, no inspections. We're starting to see inspections. We're starting to see financing. Instead of, you know, five offers on a property, they might only have two. So that market is changing.
What happened to those people? Have they just given up, or have they've already, they're found their house and they're living in their new house?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I think, you know, people say that, you know, the inventory is low, but the sales are record.
Yeah.
So it's not that there's not homes for sale. It's just that there was that many buyers looking for homes. So I think we've worked through that buyer inventory, just like we've, over the years, we've worked through the seller inventory. We've worked through that buyer inventory. And the rates obviously slowed things down. That was the purpose of them raising the rates. They wanted to slow the bus, and that has worked.
And a lot of indications are that sometime in the next year or so, they're kind of hiding the exact time or date, but they're looking at the economy, and the Fed's going to possibly lower the interest rates at least a little bit yet this calendar year. So fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, with an election year, it's hard to hard to say what's going to happen.
But. Yeah, in a lot of different areas of life, that's for sure. I want to make sure we save plenty of time here to get to this next subject, because I've been following it closely. I've read and reread and reread again, trying to understand what's going on in the real estate world right now when it comes to commissions. It was just a big court case that's getting big headlines. And the only thing I could get out of it is this is not going to be good for my friends in the real estate business.
Yeah, so obviously we've been in the news quite a bit lately, and there's just a lot of wrong, you know, information out there. Mm-hmm. And even the President of the United States got it wrong in one of his recent speeches. You know, he, you know, just said, oh, the buyers, you know, the commissions are going to come down. One thing I can't stress enough is, in our state, we have always been more of a agent disclosure. You know, when I show you a property, actually, I was telling Cheyenne, when I first became a real estate agent, if I wanted to go show a house, I had a form, and it I had to have them sign it before I could show them a house. And it said who I was working for. Okay. I mean, it's one of those disclosure things that Wisconsin has always been really good at, is that, you know, you sit down and you write an offer on a house, you know, you have to tell them who you're working for.
Okay.
Are you working for the seller? Are you working for the buyer? And I, as a real estate agent, cannot solicit real estate. I can't, you know, tell you about a home that I have for sale unless I tell you who I'm working for. So in the state of Wisconsin, we have always been really good at that disclosure. It's right in the listing contract. Here's the commission. I'm going to give half of this commission or 40% of the commission, whatever I decide to put in the contract or we negotiate, is going to go to the person that brings the buyer. You know, you're paying me to market your home, and that's at this percent.
Okay.
And then whoever brings the buyer writes the offer, you know, they get this percent. You're only going to pay this commission, and then I'm going to split it with whoever brings the buyer.
Right.
And that's how it's always been in the state of Wisconsin. But other states were not so great at that, and that's where they got sued. And so that's brought this class action lawsuit in Missouri, and they lost. They weren't very good at disclosing these things. So I feel like Wisconsin has always done real estate this way. So the changes that are coming down are basically that we, you know, back to when I was a real estate agent, you know, you had to have that form signed before you could even show somebody. They got rid of it within probably 6 months, because it's an awkward thing. Like, you call up and you're going to go, "Hey, Jackie, I want to go see this house today." And then I show up at the house to show it to you, and before we can even go inside, you have to sign this paper.
Hmm.
You know, that's a very awkward,
yeah.
Weird word, awkward. But that's what it's going to be. It's going to go back to that, and not only do I have to disclose who I'm working for, you actually have to sign a buyer agency with me, which means I'm working for you as a buyer agent. And that contract includes what I'm going to get paid. And if the seller isn't willing to pay me, then you're on the hook for paying me. So obviously, I think a lot of people, it's a misconception that, oh, the buyer's not going to get paid, or the buyer's agent isn't going to get paid anymore by the seller. And that's just not the way it's going to be, because, okay, you know, buyer's agents are not going to run around and show houses for free.
Right.
They're just not going to do it.
Exactly.
And buyers are sometimes struggling even to come up with the down money or their closing cost, no less the agent's commission. So they are going to go back, and they're going to ask for it in the offer. Even if they have to offer a little more on the house to cover it, they will always be asking for that commission in the offer. So that's where our world is changing. We have to be, and we just had a meeting. I've been doing nothing but doing
meetings.
Webinars and meetings,
yeah,
on this, because we are just going to have to become much better negotiators. Right. So because every deal we'll be negotiating our commission.
Real quick, because it comes to mind on a personal side of things, those of us who have a contract with you already as a buyer's agent, as you've been our buyer's agent since we started looking, it's been a year ago. My goodness, I hope this search ends pretty soon. But how is it going to change any existing relationships that you have right now? Is there going to be new paperwork, or are we just going to keep on going as we are?
Yep. So okay, you're already covered. Good. You already have the buyer agent. We're actually reaching out to our buyers right now and saying, you know, if we don't have a buyer agency with you, you know, this is what's coming. You're going to have it in order to look at a home. So let's just get it out there now and just be ahead of the game. And when we find you a home, you know, you're ready to go, and we don't have to deal with this paperwork. And I want to have these conversations now before, you know, somebody's calling me and they want to see a house today, and now we got to deal with this paperwork, and I got to sit there and try to explain it in a hurry. I'd rather have these conversations ahead of time and get all their questions answered. It's really going to be a good thing, because I would say in my 20 years of real estate, probably 95% of the offers that I wrote were as a seller's agent.
Okay.
I was working for the seller.
Mm-hmm.
No buyer, you know, not that I have a list of duties that I owe them, but I don't have to tell them, "Hey, this house is on a slab and I really think the resale value down the road could be bad on houses that don't have basements."
Mm-hmm.
Or are you sure you want to be next to these railroad tracks over here? Or, you know, I can't quote resale value or what I feel the property is worth. I basically, if I'm working for a seller, you know, I'm like, oh, it looks like they're asking $150,000 for this. I can't tell them if I think that's high or low, or I can't say any of that. Hmm. So I think a lot of people don't realize, I mean, this is really, really good for buyers. They're going to have representation every single time.
Got it. I get it now. It's amazing how the mind works, and I think a lot of other people that have had this on their mind, I think you've made it much more clear, so thank you very much. My goodness, I'm over time here, so I got to say goodbye to you guys. Keith, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Nice for meeting you. And Jackie, as always, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Got